Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NDR Auto Components Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Pranav Relan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q1 FY24 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Relan to share some perspectives with you regarding the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY24 conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. Since it is possible that some of you may be looking at our company for the first time, I would like to begin with a small brief about us and what we do. We have close to three decades of manufacturing seating solutions in the form of frames and trims for two-wheelers and four-wheelers, and have recently also commenced DIW manufacturing. NDR Auto Components was demerged from Sharda Motor Industries Limited in 2020. We have built strong relationships with best-in-class auto companies like Maruti Suzuki, Toyota Boshoku, Suzuki Motorcycles, Belsonica, and Toyota Kirloskar Motor. The company currently has four fully integrated sheet metal fabrication and trim manufacturing facilities, two in Haryana, one in Bangalore, and one recently commenced in Gujarat. All these plants together have a capacity of 11 lakh units, and these make seating solutions for across models manufactured by OEMs whose names I earlier mentioned. Some of the brands we service include the Grand Vitara, Brezza, Jimny, Dzire, Ciaz, WagonR, Alto, and Tronx from the stable of Maruti Suzuki, Highrider and Urban Cruiser made by Toyota, and the two-wheeler Access and Gixxer of Suzuki Motorcycles. We have state-of-the-art in-house test and validation laboratories fully equipped to conduct a range of mechanical and color tests. We cater close to 50% of Maruti Suzuki's requirements. Our associate, Bharat Seats Limited, was one of the first joint ventures of Maruti Suzuki Limited and Suzuki Motor Corporation Japan. In fact, our facility, our Gujarat facility that was commenced in the quarter under review, is set up primarily to best cater to the needs of Maruti Suzuki's Gujarat plant. Let me now discuss the financial performance of the company for Q1 FY24. In Q1 FY24, on a consolidated basis, our total revenues year-on-year increased 101.15%, reaching to 128.92 crores. Our EBITDA increased by 128.80% to 12.79 crores, indicating an improvement in operational profitability. Additionally, our EBITDA margins grew from 8.72% to 9.92%. We also achieved a 100.73% increase in PAT, amounting to 8.27 crores. Our EPS stood at 13.86, reflecting an impressive growth rate of around 103.52%. Our focus going forward will be expanding our portfolio of offerings. There are also several new regulations that are anticipated in the auto industry, and we are confident that NDR Auto will be in the forefront in catering to these changes. Lastly, our endeavor will also be towards increasing the number of OEMs we work with. We are a zero-debt company with a strong balance sheet and are prepared to explore all growth opportunities, organic or inorganic. Inorganic growth that comes on offer. We would now be happy to discuss any thoughts or questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. And thank you for discussing your numbers and the background for the company. Sir, firstly, if you could give us some color on the current capacity utilization levels and how have those been trending for the last 2 years?
So our current capacity utilization in our NCR and our bank facility is about 80 to 85%. And the Gujarat facility has just started ramping up. So that's close to 40% at the end of the quarter.
Sir, it was mentioned that the revenue will be 70 crores. So that's the annual revenue we are expecting from the Gujarat facility at, when we're at full optimum level.
So for the current order, yes, it's at the moment it's 70 crores. And then we've added some new business that's starting next year. So it's likely to increase from there.
Sir, when we look at your presentation, it's mentioned that our total capacity is 11 lakh sets.
Okay.
And then we are, 11 lakh sets is what we are showing as the capacity, and then we are giving the description on the seats, set supplied is around 13 lakh. This is what should we derive from these two numbers, 5.1 lakh sets supplied for Maruti and 8 lakh for Suzuki. So this is for which period are you assigning this number?
Okay. So our capacity is 5 lakhs for Maruti, 2 lakhs for TKM, and 11 lakhs is the four-wheeler segment. And in addition, the 8 lakhs is for the two-wheeler segment.
Okay. So in the presentation, sir, when we mentioned total capacity as 11 lakhs, this is the breakup you provided.
So that's the four-wheeler segment. We'll provide the two-wheeler segment as well next time.
No. Okay. So this is the one which you have given is only for the four-wheeler segment.
Yes.
That was confusing because the number did not match up, sir, in the next
time. So we will correct that next time.
Correct, sir. And sir, if you could explain to us the raw materials mix and what steps are we taking to integrate further, sir? And one more understanding I need, sir, what was the reason for this demerger? As it is mentioned that the demerger was for the stitching arm only, but now we are into the rim part also and integrating the entire thing. So if you could explain to us what was the thought behind this demerger and the way ahead?
So the demerger was on a family settlement where the seating vertical demerged. The seating vertical has the stitching and the welding arm. From Sharda Motor, Sharda Motor had the exhaust arm. So our family took over the seating arm and they kept the exhaust arm.
And sir, for the raw material basket, can you explain, sir, what factors affect, how are we integrated for the material consumption? I think that's the single line, largest line item.
So all our raw materials, our commodities are fully indexed. So if there's a significant increase or decrease, our customer compensates us for that.
Okay. So, and there is a lag effect depending upon how the price movement is there, or how does it work?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Sir, so do we have a lag effect on it, or how does the frame work in case of a movement happening?
We get it from the day, from the movement. There's no lag on it.
There's no lag effect on it. Correct, sir. And sir, the understanding currently from the OEMs, I think so, the deliverables, how does the order pipeline move, sir? In how many days in advance do you get the deliverable setup from the OEM? Since I think so, it is totally we are selling to the OEMs only, the entire sale.
Start the RFQ process and the technical process about 3 years before our production, and when we get the order, approximately 2 years before our production.
We move to our next question. Our next question is from the line of Jay from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, just one thing I wanted to ask, that majority of Bharat Peak Limited revenue is coming from Maruti. And isn't that a concern? Like, one customer has a 100% huge share of your revenue. So, don't you want to diversify it more, or are you trying to penetrate to different customers as well?
So Bharat Seats has shareholding from Maruti Suzuki. So Bharat Seats as an entity will always be catering to Maruti Suzuki. NDR, in addition to Maruti Suzuki, will cater to other customers.
Okay. Thank you. Got it, sir. So as well, one more question. What do you see as a barrier to entry? Like, what barriers do you see, like, if you would want to pitch to other OEMs or other automobile manufacturers?
So, at the moment, to other OEMs or for Maruti Suzuki?
Excuse me. Could you repeat, please? I could not hear you.
For other OEMs, definitely going to be cost competitiveness.
Okay.
And we'll be giving them a technology at a cheaper price than any global player.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. My question, what growth we expected in top line and bottom line in FY24?
I think same sort of run rate is expected to continue.
Okay. And any CapEx plan for FY24?
We're investing about 20 to 30 crores this year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Jatin, we are unable to hear you. Would request you to unmute your line, please. Mr. Jatin Chawla, may we request you to use your handset, please? You are not audible.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
Mr. Jatin, you are not audible. May we request you to please use your handset?
Yeah, I am on the handset only.
Yes, sir. Now we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying the number of two-wheeler and four-wheeler sets sold in the quarter. If you could please share that number.
Two-wheeler frame should be about 5 lakhs and four-wheeler frame should be about 6 to 7 lakhs.
This is the same set sold in the quarter?
Yes.
Okay. The share of business for Fronx and Jimny?
For Strongs and Jimny, we do half of the Strongs and half of the Jimny.
50% share with both. Okay. Also, your annual report this time around, it mentions that you have recently got a patent for a replaceable trim design for railway seats designed at the instance of Railway Coach Factory Chennai. I just wanted to understand a little bit more about, you know, the potential for business here and the timelines involved.
So just give us a little more time to check on that. And yeah, this is what we received 3 years ago. We're not doing anything with it for now.
Okay. Okay. And you mentioned in your opening remarks that given the changing regulatory landscape, you're expecting some opportunities in the future. So what sort of products are you looking to focus on, you know, going forward when you say regulatory changes, you're looking at new product opportunities?
So the content in the seating product itself is increasing as there's a 3.65 law that has come in, which will be implemented in about a year, year and a half. So our content for the cheaper, the lower end of our vehicles is likely to increase.
Okay. And what sort of content per vehicle increase should one expect?
So for Alto and Wagoner, it should be about 15% to 20%.
Okay. And in the higher end models, already the seats would be compliant, I guess.
Yes, that's correct.
And Gujarat, I think you spoke about some ramp-up plans. So what is this new business that you're expecting from next year? Is it from your existing OEM customers or is this some new OEM?
So Maruti Suzuki, they've launched the new Prongs. So I think that's taking some time to ramp up production.
Okay. But with that, you are at 40% utilization, right? Next year, you mentioned next year some new model is coming which could take this utilization higher.
With that, we'll be a little bit more. And next year, maybe second half of next year, we'll be closer to the 80 to 90% number.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thanks. This is very useful.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shaili Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please go
ahead. Yeah. Hi, sir. Can you please throw some more color on what's the current content per vehicle and how are you going to increase it?
So our current content per vehicle, we haven't disclosed at the moment. Maybe we can disclose it at the next call. The way we're going to increase it is to add new products to Maruti Suzuki and other OEMs.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Ambika FinCap Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Dhruv here, Pranav. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a really good set of numbers. Pranav, my first question is on your export opportunity. I'm coming from one of the competitors called Lear. He does a $17 billion sales in seating and most of his plants are in low-cost countries, though he supplies to countries like US and Europe. So there is an opportunity wherein you can manufacture here and supply to an OEM which is based out of North America or Europe. Can you just elaborate? Are we focusing on that area or are we just focused on Indian OEMs right now?
So the opportunity arises not for the full seat necessarily, but for some seat components. So that's something we're working towards doing.
Right. But when you say that we are focusing on other OEMs, are we focusing only on Indian OEMs or are we also focusing on European or US OEMs?
I think first step will probably be to do it within the India market and maybe as a second step we can look at something outside.
Right. Okay. And I was just doing back of the envelope calculation, Pranav, and I was as a percentage, because if I'm not wrong, you guys are something around 33% of the overall seating cost for Maruti. So if I back calculate your turnover, that means Maruti would be spending anywhere around 1200 to 1300 crores on seating. On the total raw material cost for them, which is 86,000. So that's hardly 1.3% for Maruti. Do you see this cost as Maruti is launching more premium cars? Do you see this component going up?
So the total the amount that Maruti spends on seating is actually the Bharat Seats revenue, which is around 1,000 or 1,100 crores, plus our competitors' revenue, which is another maybe 2,000 crores. So the total pie at the moment is 3,000 crores, and that is going up as cars are getting more premium.
But where do you see this? Still, if I calculate 3,000 on 86,000, which is around 3.5%, do you see it going substantially higher, like 4.5%?
Yes, it is going substantially higher. To 4.5%.
Okay, got it. And other question I have, Pranav, is like obviously you have gone up the inch from around 20-25% to right now almost, if I calculate, 33%. Do you see this also going up as you progress over next year or two?
Yeah, we're working towards that. So as our numbers start increasing or improvement, we'll let you know.
But Pranav, are we getting any exclusive tie-ups on any new cars for Maruti, like Fronex or Jimny? You mentioned Fronex and Jimny 50%, but any new cars wherein you are the 100% supplier?
We're working on that also.
Okay. But Vitara would be 100%?
Vitara would be 100%.
Okay. Got it. Got it. And what kind of revenues did we see from BIW this quarter, or haven't we seen any revenue coming from this?
No, it's maybe 10 crores, maybe 5 or 10 crores.
This quarter?
Yeah, last quarter maybe 5 or 7 crores, nothing substantial.
But where do we see this number going by end of this year?
So this year will be something similar. We're hoping next year will start increasing.
So this year we should expect 5 crores run rate every quarter.
Yes.
More or less.
5-7. I'll just put the exact number and let you know.
Got it. Got it, Pranav. That's it from my end. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go
ahead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, in continuation to the earlier query, sir, firstly, sir, are we dealing with any EV players also in the EV segment? Any contribution, or do we have any plan to enter this, especially the two-wheeler EV segment?
No, that's no type of component. Right. Yeah. No plans to enter any two-wheeler. Player at the moment, but wherever the four-wheeler players are going, we're going to try to be with them.
Okay. Any reason, sir, why we are not opting for the two-wheeler category?
It's a low-cost, low-margin segment. There's not much technology in our products over there.
Okay, sir. Sir, as you also mentioned that you are not interested for the railway seating work also. So again, that is because of the government part of the story coming into play, and then the receivables and the working, the money being stuck for longer duration, or what could be the reason there also we are not opting?
So out of the pie, the most attractive segment is the four-wheeler segment. So that's what we're trying to focus on at the moment. In addition to that, maybe the commercial vehicle or something off-road, that's the second most attractive segment. So that is the other thing we would try to focus on, where there's good technology and we have a cost competitive.
Okay. And sir, of late we have seen MG, Kia, they have been streaming their grounds in the country. So, how are they getting their arrangements done for the second segment, and any steps that we are taking to grab their market share, because they are also increasing their production also, and they are increasing their presence in the country. So, how are their ecosystem aligned?
So, MG and Kia both have their own seating companies, just like we have Bharat Seats, where the OEM has equity in the seating partner. So maybe not for MG, maybe for Kia, we can look at some T2 opportunities.
We can look for?
Some opportunities where we supply to the seat maker.
Correct, sir. And sir, in the financial statement, there is one long-term liability of 29.5 crore, and then there is another financial liability of 19 crore. So if you could clarify what is it catering to, sir, and when are they payable?
Give me 2 minutes. Let me get back to you on that.
Right, sir. And sir, in the scope of work, especially in the seating segment, I was looking at how are we very how well are we integrated? If you could explain in brief about our integration.
So we do the seat assembly, we do the polyurethane, we do the whole metal structure, and we do the seat covers.
Right, sir. And sir, my question was on the raw material front, how are we integrating ourselves? Do we depend on the third party completely for the raw material sourcing? As you have told, it is based on index, but we are dependent on other players for the entire raw material content, or are we integrated in? And what are the key raw material component out of this, the line item of raw material consumed of 97 crore? What are the key components?
So the key component is the seat mechanism, and something new that's coming up is the seat ventilation. Those are the two new features that are coming in. At the moment, we haven't developed it, but we buy it from someone. We have the full capability to integrate it in our facility.
Okay. And sir, airbags, how are airbag system being aligned to the seat arrangement? In the cars where airbags are there, what kind of customization goes into it, and how does that open any line of business for us? Because I think so now airbags and seat belts are the two other safety components.
The polyurethane changes, the frame changes, and the seat cover changes with both airbag and the seat, the three-point seat belt. It's a new product that we've already developed, so our products become a lot more premium with those.
Thank you. We move to the next question. Our next question is from the line of Chetan Dhruva, who is an investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Mr. Vellayan, I have two questions. One is on the margin outlook. Do you see any upward bias, as we go through the quarters of the rest of the year, in the next three quarters?
I think we'll stick to the 10% mark. I think we'll be hitting that.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, there might be a slight improvement if there's a significant, if there's a volume increase.
Oh, beyond the 10%, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And I think you kind of reiterated the quarterly run rate, based, I mean, similar to what you had said last time, so thanks for the consistent outlook. Again, the same question here: do you see any upward bias in terms of the trajectory of the revenues too?
So we're looking at multiple organic and inorganic opportunities. If something pans out, then we'll let you know. That can be a good opportunity for us.
Oh, okay, I understand that. But yeah, but given the festive and other things, festive season coming up and so on and so forth, I would assume that, without any new components also, there should be a upward trajectory, right, to the remaining quarters?
Yes.
Okay. And the last question, sorry, I added one more. This kind of has been a thing for the group, I think, because this ED raids that were going on, they're still lingering around, or is that kind of sorted now, IT raids?
Can you repeat that?
The Enforcement Directorate, IT-related raids that were announced, or you had also talked about it last quarter, I think.
There was no ED raid. The IT raid, we have provided the necessary information and responses to the department. No notice demands have been raised on the company as of date.
So the issue is like the rest, is it?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Because even your sister company, Sharda Motors, which I tracked that as well, had this thing, and I think last time the call didn't happen at all. So I kind of got concerned after that. So thanks for the clarification, Mr. Rajan. Good luck with the remaining quarters.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So you spoke that you have, before a model starts production, 2 years before that you would get the order. So just wanted to get a sense on what is the revenue visibility looking like, and is there an order book number that you can share, for the next 12, 18 months, what sort of revenue scale up should we expect?
So for, I think we're likely to continue the same run rate. The order book number we'll start sharing from next quarter onwards. Really. That way you'll get a better visibility of our run rate.
Right. And you spoke also mentioned that BIW should scale up next year. So are there any orders that we have received here on the back of which we are expecting a scale up next year?
So 2025 we should have some orders in place. We'll again update that next quarter.
But as of now, we don't have any orders in hand for that.
We have a lot of opportunities coming in. We're just being a little careful over there.
Okay, so that is still at an RFQ stage?
Some are at an RFQ stage, some we've received. We'll update that next quarter with you.
Okay. And Kia also, you spoke about an opportunity as a tier 2 player. Kia, where are they sourcing? Do they have tier 2 vendors in India, or are they sourcing from somewhere else right now?
And so that's something we are looking to serve from our Bangalore facility. That if an opportunity comes, we can do something from there.
Okay, got it. Thanks, and best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your participation in this call. It was a pleasure connecting with you. NGR Auto Components, on the back of its demonstrated scale and capabilities, is poised to maintain its strong growth momentum. We look forward to connecting you again post the Q2 FY24 results. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of NDR Auto Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.